The quiet shift. The radio stays silent. The rare, sacred stillness of a night where nothing happens, and the terror of saying so out loud. Today has the texture of an empty street at 3 a.m., coffee still warm, nothing urgent pulling at you, a kind of stillness that feels almost too good to trust. This is the gift of the quiet shift, not laziness, but rest, real and earned, in a world that usually doesn't hand it to you unprompted. Let yourself actually receive it instead of bracing for it to end. Some days genuinely are just quiet. This might be one. Use the stillness on purpose. Catch up on the small thing you've been putting off, breathe, let your shoulders drop from wherever they've been living. The quiet won't ask anything of you except that you notice it while it's here, instead of only in hindsight once it's gone. What may cross your path? A stretch of unscheduled time opens up that you didn't expect and almost don't trust. You get through a task list faster than planned, with real time left over. The usual noise, notifications, requests, interruptions, simply doesn't show up for once. You catch yourself relaxing your shoulders and realize how tense they'd been the whole week. Receive the quiet fully instead of waiting for it to break. Rest counts even when, especially when nothing forced you to take it. Your mantra, "I can let the stillness be a gift, not a trap."